AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump, in a tweet tonight, announces that a deal has been reached with Mexico, and he is indefinitely suspending tariffs that had been scheduled to go in place on Monday. In his Twitter message, Trump writes that Mexico has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico to this country. U.S. and Mexican negotiators have been talking for some 3 days. Their longest sessions were throughout the day today. The government says there were only about 75,000 jobs added last month. Economist Gus Fauché says the report also shows job growth was less than first reported in two previous months.
Not only did we see weak job growth in May, but we also saw a downward revision to job growth in both March and April. So this was a soft report.
Fauché says the president's tariff fights have also hurt business hiring. The unemployment rate remains at a nearly 50-year low of 3.6%. A New York City man accused of planning a terrorist attack on Times Square is being held without bail after being arraigned today on federal charges of buying illegal weapons from an undercover agent. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Ashkual Alam, who was 10 when his family moved to the U.S. from Bangladesh, spoke about terrorist organizations, including the Islamic State group, during months of conversations with the agent and repeatedly expressed interest in purchasing firearms and explosives for a terrorist attack in the New York City area. The family of a victim of last week's shooting in Virginia Beach is asking the city to release all the records on the suspect and to start an external investigation. That's according to a newspaper report today. This is AP Radio News. NASA wants to cash in on space tourism, clearing the way from some very well-heeled customers to spend up to a month on the International Space Station. Agency's Chief Financial Officer Jeff DeWitt.
We're announcing the ability for private astronauts to visit the space station on U.S. vehicles and for companies to engage in commercial profit-making activities on the station.
While NASA says it will charge $35,000 per day for the visit, that doesn't include the estimated $58 million for the rocket trip to the station and the return to Earth. The agency has contracted with SpaceX and Boeing to fly future crewed missions to the space station. Wells Fargo agrees to pay at least $385 million to settle a California lawsuit alleging it signed up thousands of auto loan customers for costly car insurance without their consent, resulting in a number of those people having their vehicles repossessed. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.